The Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon, your lead pipe lock for online retail. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Amazon link to support the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Ryan, how was your Valentine's Day?
Splendid.
Yeah? What'd you get into?
Driving home, I gotta swing by the edible arrangements to, well, first of all, I order this. I think maybe I'll be different, no flowers this year.
Yeah.
Get some edible arrangements. I get it ordered. And I even called the store. I didn't want to do it online. I called the store. I'm like, hey, if I'm not home, do you guys deliver it in like a refrigerator pack or some sort of cooler? And the girl was like, yeah, I think we can do that. I'm like, okay, because I'm probably not going to be home if I get this delivered. Oh, no problem. I get a call that morning. Oh, you're not home. We brought it back to the store. It's in the refrigerator. Come by and pick it up. Which kind of annoyed me because I could have gone to one of the many stores that was on my way home. Instead, I had to drive to this one, which is kind of out of the way. Pick it up. It's a bunch of strawberries and pineapple, all that bullshit. Get home. Things are cool. I'm like, oh, we're not going out to eat because that's stupid in L.A. Or anywhere. And so I'm like, all right, let's go see a movie. So I pull up the list of movies and I start reading down the list and
Die Hard.
Second movie, Die Hard. Yes. She's like, oh, let's go see that. I'm like, yes.
Nice.
So we for Valentine's Day, we went and saw A Good Day to Die Hard, which it was really like, it was an awesome action movie. Like, it was bad awesome. It almost appeared like they were spoofing previous Die Hard movies.
That's my problem with some action movies these days, is that they're almost like in on the joke.
They were in on this joke, I believe.
I don't like that. I like Fast Five that took itself really seriously.
Like, they're quoting... Well, I saw the trailer in the theater, which was awesome.
Fast Six.
It was almost like they had, like, they had a scene just like when he throws the guy off the building. Like, he's, like, quoting himself from previous movies. I don't know. It was a pretty awesome action movie, mainly just because the story arc was, oh, my God, my son I haven't talked to in a while. He's in trouble. I'm going to go help him. Gets there. Of course, it's in Russia. Like, no one's making a big deal about him traveling to Russia. Gets to Russia. Don't worry, I won't spoil anything.
Okay.
Gets to Russia. Sees his kid. It's kind of like, I love you, son. Fuck you, dad. Action, 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 action. I love you, son. I got your back. McClane's kick ass. The son's still not buying in. And then action, 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 action. I love you, son. I love you too, dad. Movie ends.
Like, nice. That heartwarming story.
It was, if you could believe it, it was even less story than in Taken. So
it's impressive.
If you're willing to spend, and it was not only 95 minutes long. So if you want to go spend some time with your friends, you get stoned, go watch a movie.
Smoke a joint, go watch Die Hard.
Yeah.
Nice night out.
How was your Valentine's Day, Sean?
My Valentine's Day was pretty good. Well, the window on my girlfriend's car, it had, like, fallen off the track. So that was part of her Valentine's Day present.
Oh. surely you didn't fix it yourself, did you?
No.
Because you've not had a good experience with repairing windows.
Yeah, I had, like, an 18-month project of fixing my car window and then just eventually gave up and sold the car.
Is her car also a Volkswagen?
Yeah, it's a Passat.
Wow.
They're just pieces of crap.
It's anyway. Almost like you have some Jewish blood in you, and this is like a 50-year gotcha Nazi attack.
It is. Hitler's curse goes beyond the grave. So I got that fixed, and then I'm driving away from the repair shop, and of course the speakers, all the radio had cut out. I'm planning on going like a 4-day trip with her in that car, so I'm like, all right, I got to turn around, go yell at the guy, get the thing fixed. Got a couple flowers for her, and then we went to...
Did you go with the Mexican guy on the side of the road flowers?
No, I went to the Mexican florist guy.
Oh.
And they were selling roses for $5, so I bought two roses. It was me and a 13-year-old on a bike. And you can see the 13-year-old, he's like, how much is a rose? And then the guy's like, $5. And you can just see in the head he's doing his math like, all right, how many roses do I have to buy to feel this chick's pussy? you can tell he's doing the math there. And then we went out to eat. Which actually, I was surprised. The place we went to, there was no wait at all.
Where'd you go?
Mohawk Bend.
All right,
place out here in Silver Lake. They have really good food, like interesting beers. It was a good time.
Did they have a Valentine's Day menu?
Yeah, they did. Ah. But it was like a 3-course thing, and I didn't feel like eating that.
Oh, good, smart move not ordering the Valentine's Day menu.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little sucker job. I mean, it was a lot of food for $30, but we got like pizza, a couple apps, was solid. But yeah, I did, was also on my, like, I, you know, she always complains that I check my phone all the time. So I was like, all right, Sean, don't put any action on these games because you know, you're going to be checking the phone. So I told myself that, but then I didn't listen to myself and I took, the Heat +5.5, the Heat over 100 and then I had a Clippers -3.
Ka-ching.
But I also lost on a dumb hockey bet that Vegas runner suggested.
All right. Sean.
I know. I can't help it. I just sit at work, and I get bored, and then I just make these awful, awful bets.
I know, but real quick, before we get into hockey gambling. My route home, I passed Forest Lawn Cemetery, or whatever you want to call funeral home, every day. So I figured even though I was getting the fruits, I would go grab a rose from one of those guys. So I pull over, always line the street with the Mexican rose sellers. And I pull over and he's like, you know, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know, something with like a rose or two, like something small. So he comes over and it's like two roses and some like, a, you know, some filler. And he goes, $40. And I just laughed. I'm like, whatever, dude. Here's what I'll do. I'll give you 15. You going to take that? No. I'm like, all right, see you. No, senor. So I got it for $15.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got two roses wrapped up with that nice, like, other filler shit for $10. Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, that was fine. Perfect. All right, Ryan. Well, let's see. We were just watching the Chuck versus Team Chuck versus Team Shaq in the NBA All-Star game festivities. It's the Rising Star game?
So it used to be rookies versus sophomores. And they realized that that's completely uninteresting. So to hype it up, they just figured, I think this might be the second year or third year that they've just had captains. And I think last year, Chuck's team killed Shaq's team. And this year, when we came in to do this, it looked like it was going to be a similar...
Another blowout. I tweeted out on the Gambling Podcast Twitter handle, @GamblingPodcast, that the play was Chuck +5.5, and that looked pretty easy money.
Well, we always talk about it. If you're going to bet on an All-Star game, you take the dog, you take the over, or you lay off. That's how it works.
Exactly. All right, Ryan, let's see. There's a lot of events going on in NBA All-Star Weekend. We're posting this Friday night, so...
Oh, quick update, maybe? Team Chuck won 163-135, getting over the total of 183.5.
283.5.
Sorry, 283.5.
Yes, the over and the underdog, once again, a solid all-star bet.
Well, real quick, Sean, before we get to basketball, the only thing we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
Hockey betting. So I know a couple guys that exclusively bet hockey. And what they do is they bet these three-team parlays where it's typically a money line underdog or a money line favorite parlayed with two teams -1.5 with like +150 to 250 odds. And obviously he does not win consistently, but he's had weeks where he'll cash, you know, $6,000 just betting these $25 to $50 parlays.
Really?
So there's definitely the – because you figure you're doing a plus – let's say you do a +110, +180, +210. I mean, you're talking about a nice, 14-1 payout there? I don't know. It's just who watches hockey? He's from Minnesota, so I guess he watches hockey.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It would be great if I got into it and could watch a lot. I don't know. I was just looking for some random action and can't help myself. You know, Ryan, it's at least I can slow down a little bit when football comes around because it's just like a build-up for one day of gambling.
So the gift of the Clippers minus three against the Lakers wasn't good enough.
Well, yeah. And I was kicking myself for not taking the Heat money line because I felt good about the Heat. LeBron is on fire. I don't know how you could go against this guy right now. The way he's been shooting, I mean, he had a six games in a row. He had 30 points shooting 60%, and then this past game against the
he blew
Thunder,
his streak. What a loser.
He took
only
like a 32-foot. Yeah, it was like 58%. He had like a 32-foot jumper, deep three. I think he had like 40 points though, right?
Something yeah, he. It's almost like he saw all the promos on ESPN and TNT talking about Jordan's 50th birthday and just wanted to make a statement. Because yeah. Watching him play right now, I was sitting at home just kind of casually watching a Heat game the other day, and it was like, God, this guy's really good.
Yeah, and my always criticism of LeBron was that he was too passive, and he didn't like kind of own it. But yeah, man, he's been playing great and just found a great balance between facilitating and then taking the game over when he has to. I mean, I think it just helps that it's clear that it's his team. Once the Heat kind of made that a priority to basically say, hey, this is LeBron's team, not Wade's team, the Heat have been great.
Yeah, and Bosch is quietly having monster game after monster game. I mean, I think he's...
Yeah, and I always knock Bosch, but he's been having a good year.
Yeah. Anyway, All-Star festivities.
Let's do it.
So what should we start with here? Should we start with the Skills Challenge, which is the least
interesting?
All right, so the Skills Challenge, we have Brandon Knight of the Pistons, Damian Lillard of the Blazers, Jeff T. Like, these are guys who, if you don't follow the NBA closely or didn't follow college basketball closely, some of these guys, you have no idea who they are.
Yeah, I had to look up a couple guys.
Jeff Teague of the Hawks, Jeremy Lin, Drew Holiday, and Tony Parker. Now, here's the question. Like every year, is one of these young guys going to come out and take it serious? I feel like the last couple of years, we've made the point that one of these young kids is going to come out, take it seriously, and then one of the old guys wins.
Yeah.
Because they want to show the young kids, you know, sit down, young fella.
I really liked...
So the odds are Brandon Knight 6-1, Lillard 3-1, Teague 6-1, Lin 4.5-1, Holiday 4-1, and Parker 3-1. Tony Parker is your defending champion.
Yeah, I like Tony Parker again. I mean, the fact that he's playing this in back to back years and he is an older veteran
defending his
prove,
championship.
I really liked Tony Parker to win the skills challenge at 3-1. I saw it earlier at 7-2, but
let's just agree on that because I was going to say the same exact thing.
Yeah, like you said, if he's a veteran and he's bothering to enter this event, you know he's going to do well. So I like Tony Parker here. Maybe dark horse Drew Holiday.
I mean, I think the dark horse is I'm not sure how much you've watched him play, but Brandon Knight at 6-1, that he can fly. Him and Jeff T can both fly. But I'm just gonna stick with the young kids always seem to screw up the bounce pass. So I'm gonna go with the and they don't sprint through the weave. You gotta blow through that weave portion.
That's the problem.
All right. Let's see here. Next up we got 3-point contest. Let's start with some 3-point.
Speaking of 3-point contest, last year on this very podcast we predicted.
That's right.
At least I've predicted.
We both did. He was 6-1, right?
Yeah, I think it was plus 500 Kevin Love to win the 3-point championship. I think he had to go through two overtimes, but he pulled it off. It was a nice win.
All right, so he's not defending his championship, of course, because he's hurt. Here are the contestants. Kyrie Irving, 4-1. Matt Bonner, the Red Rocket, 4.5-1. Paul George at 8-1 seems a little silly. I mean, everyone can shoot threes. I'm not sure why he's... There's only six people in the contest.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson, who can shoot, 5-1. Stephen Curry, plus 220, the favorite. And Steve Novak, who's clearly the best three-point shooter in the world, at 3-1. I don't know. I mean, the smart action would probably be to just take Ryan Anderson and Paul George and call it a day.
Yeah, I like the two long shots. In the same way we like Kevin Love. Really, it's going to be, is the guy feeling it? That day, is he going to get hot? And I don't think there's any value in taking a favor in the 3-point contest.
Has Steve Novak ever been in the 3-point contest before?
His name doesn't sound familiar for the 3-point contest. I don't know.
Because I don't know if you don't watch the Knicks play, Steve Novak makes every shot, even when he's covered. He's never been in the 3-point contest.
You know what, Ryan? Actually,
I'm taking Steve Novak at 3-1. He was shooting over 50% from 3-point land like until a couple of games ago, I believe.
All right, I'm gonna go with Kyrie Irving.
Okay,
and that's because Kyrie Irving and George split him up.
But I will say put a couple dollars, put like some like 10% of your bet or whatever it would be, I guess 12.75% of your bet on Paul George to cover yourself, because I just don't. There's six contestants. One guy shouldn't be 8-1 when he can.
Still $20 on that?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I like kind of Kyrie Irving. The logic being,
He's warmed up. From the game tonight.
Yeah, everyone else, they took a couple days off from shooting. Kyrie Irving just played. He probably had the ideal situation for this. Took some shots, got some good looks, wasn't really defended, and is not going to be sore from that game. He's not going to be worn out. It's the perfect he's already warmed up on that court. He knows how to rim. He knows, you know, just all those little nuances of a shooter. I think he's going to have that, and that's going to be an advantage.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I think I think I'm still going to roll with Steve Novak.
All right.
Man, Sean, I'm looking at the odds on the site that we have access to, and they're definitely trimmed down, unfortunately.
Oh, they're not as good?
Yeah, they're not as good as the sportsbook .com lines.
See, I feel like that some of these offshore places, they're just like give you just worse lines on everything, cuz fuck.
You know what it is? It's these sites that you don't actually have to put cash into. You really have to factor in the cost of your money, like not having to sink your money into anything.
Yeah.
There's value there, especially like you think about a future bet, a 6-month future bet. That's, you know, interest and anyway. Slam dunk contest.
So
this year should be really exciting. We got, oh man, LeBron James, Blake Griffin. No, wait, they're all pussies. Eric Bledsoe at 4-1, Gerald Green at 5-1, James White on the Knicks is +150. I don't understand this at all. I mean, he's a good player on the Knicks, but unless he doesn't play enough, I guess. He started for Melo a little bit.
I think the thing is, there's a highlight reel of him called, like, yeah, James White in flight.
Yeah.
And I feel like this YouTube video alone is throwing the odds off, because it's just him taking off from, like, ridiculous foul lines. But I'll tell you, I already got a play on this, Ryan. And because I was, for the blog I write for MTV, I did a little blog about the gambling for All-Star Weekend on Guy Code blog there on MTV2. And the NBA put
that. Can I guess who you took?
Sure.
All right, well, first, Jeremy Evans from Utah, who was in it last year 7-1. Kenneth Faried at 5-1. Terrence Ross at 3-1. I think you took Kenneth Faried, the Manimal.
No.
Oh.
I didn't. Although I don't think that's a bad pick, because the guy is dreads, so I don't know. I think you could do something creative. I mean, really, we just have
with
to figure
his dreads.
Out, I don't know. Just I feel like a guy with dreads is going to do something interesting, and it seems like now the slam dunk contest has turned into like a sketch comedy act where it's just guys doing, you know, whoever has the wackiest props.
Oh.
But from a strict dunking standpoint, if you go to NBA is really good about this. If you're on YouTube. And they have different, like, highlight packages they put together of the guys. If you watch the Terrence Ross highlight film.
Really?
It was impressive. Like, I mean, I don't see a lot of Raptors games, but I don't know. You can probably bring it up now. Just do Terrence Ross NBA highlights. The guy just slams with, it's nothing like crazy because obviously it's in games, but he just windmill dunks with the ferocity.
Yeah.
And it just watching him do that makes me think that he's the kind of guy who's, his, like, dunks are intense. Like, he slams it down hard. I think that's kind of the dunking style that really plays well.
Well, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago in the March Madness. I believe he played for Washington. Maybe it was the Pac-12 tournament. Anyway, he had some crazy dunks in that. So much so that I remembered his name. Yeah, I don't know. This one's wide open to me. I'm going to take I mean, obviously, I'm going to be rooting for the New York Knicks. James
White.
Yeah,
but +150, there's no
not worth it.
There.
Gerald Green's getting old, but like Gerald Green is in the NBA not because he can play defense, not because he can shoot, because he has like a 46-inch vertical.
Yeah.
So, and Eric Bledsoe should be interesting to watch. So Eric the small guy, the small guys always have an advantage, it seems like.
Yeah, because it looks that much more dramatic, their leaping ability. So I like Terrence Ross as my pick, but also wouldn't mind a little Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna go with Bledsoe. Take the local Clipper.
All right, sounds good.
All right, what else we got? Do we want props on the game?
Yeah, well, we got to at least do the All-Star MVP prop.
All right, well, let's see what kind of props they all know. They
have right, all. Did you, the site you're on with the odds, did they had the odds for the player to score first in the celebrity game?
I did not look. Oh, when okay. is the celebrity game?
It already happened. Oh. We missed it, but...
Who was notable celebrities playing?
Oh, you know. They're never really that notable. It's like
was Bobby Edner playing?
No.
Okay.
It's like Kevin Hart. Usain Bolt was my pick.
Oh, he was playing?
Yeah. Dude, he can dunk, man. He actually had a pretty impressive dunk.
Well, he's pretty tall.
Yeah. He looked pretty good dunking. Yeah, I don't know. The normal, like, you know, fucking, who's that guy married to Mariah Carey?
Nick Cannon. Can he
Kevin
dunk?
Kevin Hart. No, I don't think so.
That would make me really angry. Yeah. All right, anyway, so the props...
It was pretty sloppy and boring, but still much more interesting than women's basketball.
Oh, obviously. So you got the standard props, standard game props, but this year, I haven't seen these in past years. They have over-unders on points, rebounds, assists, and assists for any player. So the over-under for points in the game is 34. Do you think anyone's going to score over 34 points?
Oh, for the highest.
Yeah, highest scoring player.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'd say under.
I'm going to take over because I think LeBron James is on some sort of... I feel like he's not going to even... Like, the coach is going to be like, come sit down, LeBron. He's going to be like, nope.
He is kind of in FU mood. All right. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to take any unders in these.
Are there... Yeah. Rebounds, 12.5. I feel like that's the one you take under.
Yeah,
no one's
hustling for a rebound.
And then assist 12.5. Maybe that one you take under too. That seems a little high for. I mean,
you never know a guy like Rubio, but yeah,
you got to play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, 12.5 assists. Yeah, no, there's no way because they're going to be mixing it up. So yeah, I like the under in assists and under in rebounds.
All right, not a ton of other interesting they have like the first to get to 10, 20, 40 points. That kind of largest lead over under 17.5.
Jeez. I'm going to say under, but I don't know. I would stay away from that bet.
So this makes the over 34 points even more interesting. LeBron James over under for points is 30.5. Kevin Durant's is 31.5. Why wouldn't you just take the under on 34? Those are probably going to be the two of the higher scoring guys in the game. If you like the under.
Yeah. No, that makes
sense. I mean, I guess if you like the over, I would just take LeBron James over 30.5.
Yeah. Well, like it could be, Durant.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty much the extent of the props, or the game props. So let's move to All-Star Game MVP. They got everyone listed. There's no field. So you got the favorites, LeBron and Durant, 3-1. Kobe at 8-1.
I really like. I'm gonna say it right now, Ryan. Kobe Bryant, 8-1, All-Star MVP.
Making a statement because his team stinks?
Yeah, dude. This is his chance to shine. The guy's an individual. He's the classic individual player. Doesn't it make sense he's really going to push hard for this MVP? I mean, I like LeBron to win it overall, but at 8-1, Kobe, I feel like that's pretty good.
Now, I probably won't be wagering on this, but James Harden, 12-1. Playing at home?
No.
You don't think he's going to get the extra minutes?
No, he doesn't. He's not a big dog, Ryan.
I don't know. He's been playing like a big dog. Yeah, anyway.
But they're not going to. You think Kobe and Kevin Durant are going to take a back seat?
I'd probably take
James Harden. Go for it.
Maybe. He's home.
They're not going to. Kobe
his
Bryant
crowd.
Doesn't give a fuck.
That's true.
Kobe Bryant likes one guy. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing for Kobe Bryant, and this is going to be his time to shine.
Another one. Don't sleep on Melo. 15-1.
That's actually
he's capable of scoring 40.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he can go off on a nice scoring binge. But, yeah, I don't know. I kind of do like LeBron.
Yeah, other than that, like, there aren't too many long shots that really even have a shot. Kyrie Irving at 20-1. Man, he's got a busy weekend.
no rookie's going to win it.
Yeah, Westbrook 20-1. I think you're probably right. It's probably going to be Kobe, Wade, or LeBron, or Kobe, Durant, or LeBron.
Yeah, but I like Kobe from the West and LeBron from the East.
Yeah, I'll go Melo from the East and Chris Paul from the West.
Oh, really? What's Chris Paul?
Melo's 15-1. Chris Paul's 12-1.
All right, Ryan. Let's go to the game itself.
All right.
I was seeing the spread early, 3.5. What's it? What are we looking at now?
East +3, over under 91.5. I did a little research on the 291.
You're so used to just saying 191.
So the, of course, if you're gonna take a side, you're gonna take the East, or you're not gonna play it. These teams, they're not. There's not that much difference in talent. Plus, you're telling me the team with LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony, who are, you know, probably two of the better all-star game players, is getting points?
Yeah, I originally in my in that column, I took the West, the logic being...
You forgot that LeBron James was in the East?
Well, I was just selling myself on this idea of Kobe going off, but I don't know. Now that I think about it a little bit more, the East is probably the move here. What's the... do they offer money lines here? I feel like it's tough
East
to get...
East +120.
Yeah, why would you not take that +120?
Yeah, take the plus odds.
It's not going to come down to 3 points.
Right? I don't. I mean, I think it's fair to say this is a coin flip, so you're getting some serious positive expected value there.
Positive EV.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I was. You know, I wanted to speak it out for all our listeners. You know. Over under a 291 and a 291. The I read something that basically said, you know, don't you should take if it's. 260. What did I say? 266.5 is like your threshold. Anything under that, take the over. Anything over that, take the under. Or you can live by our rules, and that's either take the over or don't take anything.
Now, what historically can you look that up? Maybe go to coverage.
Yeah. I mean, while we're looking it up, what do you want to look up? The historical lines.
Historical totals. I think if you go to covers, they have some of that.
So you want
stuff.
The line that was set or just the total score?
Just the total scores of the past few games.
Yeah, it's... Because
I feel like scoring's gotten more and more out of control.
It's gotten more and more ridiculous. So last year, Durant was the MVP, and it was 152-149. The West won. The year before that, the West won 148-143. So that would have been a push.
Okay.
Kobe won the MVP. The year before that, 141-139, Wade won the MVP. So basically, if you go back, the only games that would have gone over this line were in 2003 when it went to two overtimes and last year.
That's crazy. Yeah, that line sounds crazy.
And a push 2 years ago.
Can you see what the line was set at? I know I just asked for the opposite, but can you see what the line was those past couple of years?
Yeah, I don't know. That's trickier.
All right. Well, Ryan, while you're trying to look that up, quick news on the T-shirt front. We have the T-shirts. They're ordered. They're going to be ready to go next week. So if you are one of the people who won a T-shirt through our contest, you can expect the T-shirt in about 2 weeks. So apologize for the delay, but I think the T-shirts we went with are the best quality ones. And, we'll be giving them out on the podcast, and also they'll be available for sale once we get them here. So,
all right,
they look pretty
solid. I got the totals.
All right, lay it on me.
I don't have the total. I have last year's.
Okay, what was last year's?
273.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. They moved the line 18 points.
So maybe you do take the under.
Dude, the under's a lock.
Wow. I'm not betting it then.
No, I know. I'm staying away from this total. Maybe the first half under, Ryan.
Well, the line, it's moving down. It's 290.5 now. So, and actually, on the offshore establishment we use to wager on games, +130.
Ooh,
on
the
East. I think that's the play I'm going to recommend.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pencil that in now.
See, you got your pencil out, Ryan. Quick, as we're wrapping things up here. Quickly, remind people of our epic all-star bet, all-star game bet a few years back.
Two years ago, right?
Yes, 2 years today, yeah.
So those of you familiar with Los Angeles, we are in West Hollywood at this barbecue place. Baby Blues.
Tasty.
It's kind of this mix between, you don't quite get the hipster Hollywood crowd, but you don't get like a sports bar crowd. It's somewhere in the middle. It's definitely a good spot to watch games. It's a Yankee. It's a Yankee. For baseball, it's Yankees. And then for football, it's New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. So it's a really great place to go to watch one of those teams play. Or any sports in general. It's not a sports bar, but you can definitely watch the game and enjoy some good barbecue. They got good beers. So we're there, and I think you had to go somewhere, so we just bet on the first half over.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I did do a show.
And no one's really paying attention to the game. And I forget what exactly happened, but the pace was way slow the whole game, the whole first half. And I think, we needed like 25 points with like 2.5 minutes to go or something crazy
like
that?
It was like 23 points in 3 minutes or something crazy.
And so then they're picking up the pace a little bit. And I think it got to the point where it was 45 seconds, we needed 10 points.
Yeah.
And I think someone drained a three.
Yep.
Kevin Love then threw an outlet pass, immediately got a layup. So now we're down to needing, 8 points?
Yep.
I don't remember. So back and forth, everyone's just hitting their shots. And we need 2 points, and there's like 8 seconds left.
Yep.
Someone scores, gets the layup, so now we're a push. Oh, no, we're losing. We needed 3 points. So we're down by 1 point, and LeBron throws an overhand pass to Dwayne Wade, who catches it, throws up a layup as the buzzer's expiring. And we celebrate. And we're in this bar, and everyone's just like, what are you guys celebrating? It's the first half.
We went nuts celebrating the first half over at a barbecue place.
They were
clearly not invested in the game.
Long story short, gambling is not ingrained in the culture in Los Angeles.
Especially in West Hollywood.
Like it is in other parts of the... Well, they might do some gambling,
yeah, they gamble by not wearing condoms when they fuck their boyfriends.
There you go. Wow. There are a lot of wrap it up with rainbow condom billboards in West Hollywood. So,
well, good times, Ryan. What do we got coming up? What's next week's slate?
Well, I've been way busy at work, and I've been real focused on getting our March Madness trip situated.
Yes.
Should we plug that early?
Yes, we're going to be out in March Madness.
Yep, so I will be out there March 20th, Wednesday night. I think you'll be coming out that Friday.
Yep.
Unfortunately, St. Patrick's Day, I think, is the Saturday before this year.
Yeah, it's the week before. That's why I was
confused. So we'll be out there. Me and the Venetian, finally, the final straw has been broken. Not only is Canner's a pile of crap, but they're not trying to hook us up at all. So we are staying at Harrah's. We're going to be, I don't know, we'll be there.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a meet and greet. Maybe we'll do a meet and greet. We'll do a live podcast.
Yeah, we should do a podcast on Saturday.
Definitely. I'll bring out the recording equipment. We'll hang out. It'll be a great time. So if you guys are planning on being out in Las Vegas for March Madness, hit us up. Maybe we'll meet up. Tweet us at Gambling Podcast.
Well, we should point out, too, if you've never been, there's some key times to go out to Vegas, right? You have the Super Bowl. You have in general football season, the Super Bowl, and then basically March Madness. I'd go on record as saying that the Wednesday through Sunday, or going at Thursday through Sunday, probably the best time to be in Vegas.
No, wait, this is the second week of March Madness,
no,
right?
No, it's the first week.
Okay,
it's starting late this week, this year. Would you not agree that this is the most fun time to be in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I've gone at all various different times. It's not super hot. It's warm enough that you can go in the pool if you're interested in that. But just for the sports action alone, it's great. And, it's my favorite time to go for sure.
I mean, and I've done the Super Bowl the last 2 years, and that's fun. But that's like a culmination. Everything builds up to that one day. This is just from the second you wake up Thursday to the second you go to sleep on Sunday, it's nothing but action.
And it's great. It's nonstop. Games going all the time. Plenty of chances to win your money back. You're in the degenerate pit with all these other gamblers. It's really fun. You got like 5 games going all at different times. And it's just great.
Yeah, so quick teaser on what I'm going to be doing day one. I'm going to be looking for some 8-point favorites in that range, parlaying them on the money line for even money. And I'm going to win.
All right, sounds like a plan. And you guys, make sure you check us out, Stitcher, iTunes. Always appreciate that. Rate, review, share. And, of course, follow us on Twitter, at Gambling Podcasts. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
I got nothing, Sean. Sorry.
Kramer, let it ride.